Mem Aleph on the base, five lines down from the bottom, it says, Tunin Sholu es Benzoima. The yes Benzoima like this. Mifnema or why was it said that Dvorma Boyimach Mesasud, the things that you eat because of the meal, Betech Asud in the middle of the meal, and a Tunin Brocha, you don't have to make a special Brocha. Like on the main course of the meal, if you washed first, you do not have to make a Brocha. Learn the Fnevel Lachrayim, not a Brocha Rishon, not a Brocha Achrayno. Is Omelem, so he answered back and said, Hurla pas patrosin, that's a locha that pas, bread, pat is it. So he asked back, Yochiv, so, yainam niftar a pas. You have to come, frikir hasuda, not like kenuach hasuda. For the Gemara, Yochiv, so, yainam niftar a pas. How come there's a locha that if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, the suda, you have to make a bar for your goffin? Even though you made a moitzi at the beginning, halacha is, if you drink wine, you have to make a bracha baruch for your gofen. Is the kasha, how come the bread doesn't pat to the yayin? That's the kasha. The yochi yayin nam niftarei pas. This is part of Tosfos kashas on Rashi. Where Rashi learned shita was, what does pas pater? Only things that comes mamish lufum bas a pas, heat with the bread itself. So says there's the kasha, wine, you don't eat wine with the bread. Some start with most kashas when you dip the bread into the wine. Pasha Demar is asking, in the middle of the Suda, if you take a drink of yayin, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. This is Tosfos also, right? The Tosfos that Dvar Hamachma the Suda doesn't mean it's coming mamish to make the bread taste good. Now, anything that's usual eating or drinking in the middle of the Suda, the pat is it. So the kasher is, how come does Allah, if you drink wine in the middle of the Suda, you have to make a bracha on yayin? Why is yayin different than any other meat or the soup that you have in the middle of the meal? And for the Gemara, Shani Yayin, the Gurim Brocha Liatzmoy. In fact, it's true, wine has a special chashivas to it. That wine you have to make sometime brochas by itself. Said Rashi, the Gurim Brocha Liatzmoy, the Kama Mekoyme Subo, on the Vorach and Olav, you have to make a burr priagofin, the Afa Pish Lohayetzrichim Lishdiyosi. Even though really you wouldn't want to drink the Yayin, the Moshe by Kiddush and Abdullah, it was up to you, you wouldn't drink the Yayin altogether. There's a din with Rabbon, and you're supposed to make Kiddush ala Yayin, as shall some sheet is a Siraita, and about you have to make Kiddush ala Yayin, there's a mitzvah to drink the Yayin. But you see, Yayin is choshev, even though you don't want to drink it, still you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, whenever you take Yayin, you always have to make a bracha. Nothing part of Yayin. So even though you take wine in the middle of the Suda, if you made a moitzi lechem in Oretz, still you have to make a bari priya gofin on Yayin. That's all of it. Right, Rafuna Ochal Tlesa Rifti, he ate 13 loaves of bread, Bnei Tlosa Tlosa Bekava. Now, three of these loaves of bread was the size of a kava. Well, it's a very big size. Now, he ate 13 big breads he ate. But the tomorrow of a leber, he didn't make a bracha achreina. Well, pasha means he didn't wash, he didn't make a moitzi, he didn't bench, he didn't make a bracha samozin on it. Drashi, Rafuna Ochot Lesa Rifti, Mi Pas Habo Bekisnin, Vole Berach Achru. Okay, he ate a type of Pas Habo Bekisnin, which is a type of cakes, which is not really bread, that has some other ingredients inside the dough, a lot of sugar and tavlin inside it, that you only have to make a burn in Mizonis. But even though he ate so much of it, 13 loaves of bread of this type of cake, he didn't bench on it. Vole Berach Achru. Omar le Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had a kashatin. It's back to Rav Huna. Ade kafna? Are you still hungry? After eating 13 loaves of bread, are you still hungry? You're not going to bench the neighbor to give, say, a bricha sador, a bench? Trashi ade nit elu kloima. Elu le Ravan echlu. Lechur, what you ate now was to fill yourself up? The achilam ruba kezula niftura mi bricha. Such a achila, you can't get away without making a bricha achroina. Elo kol shachirim koivan achilosin bekach, tunim bricha samozi. Kach pirish rabhai. That's what Rabbi Hai learned the sugya. That's what we hold la lochem. That even if you eat cake, pasta bova kistin, which type of cake, which matchili only make a burning mezainis, and at the end of making ala michyam, but if you eat so much that you kavei a sudur on it, then you have to make a moitzi at the beginning, and you have to bench at the end of it. So here the kashua, since you ate so much that people are kavei a sudur on it, you should have had to make a brichas a mazon on this cake. That's one shot. And we hold like this. Rabbi Seinu Pirsho, another pshat is, Tleisa Rifti Mipashalonu. No, he ate 13 breads, like our type of bread, means real lechem. Volei Birach Achrav, and he didn't make a brach, he didn't bench.
Why? Mishum d'lai sava. He didn't get filled up from this. Even though he ate 13 loaves of big loaves of bread, since he wasn't filled up, he didn't bench. Okay, we had a raya, crux here, the pasuk says, v'yachalte v'savate v'rachta. When do you have to bench? Only if you filled up. Since he wasn't filled up, he didn't bench. So Rashi v'chein pirush of Yudoi b'hag. Rashi doesn't like this pshat because it's shver. The lestel Rav Huna, they machmir al atzmo not kezayis v'ad kebeitza. His halach even don't mean diraisi. You only have to bench if you surveya, you fill yourself up. But midrabbonin, you have to bench if you eat a kezayis or eat a kebeitza. And here he ate 13 loaves of bread. It's more than a kezayis kebeitza. Would like or may look at Yudah. It's not mistav, but he doesn't know like either one of them. Therefore, Rashi would rather learn the case here. Matthias was not that he ate mamish bread. He ate pasta bovikistin, the type of cake it was. Now, pasta bovikistin, that's how it came throughout three different sheets, what it really is. Really, pasta bovikistin isn't lechem, it is bread. Now, it's dough. Dough means it's flour and water, that makes up lechem. Now, let's say chocolate cake. You add chocolate into it, and you add sugar into it, so you made this pasta with other ingredients also. Therefore, it gets a loch of pasta bovikistin, the pshat, that it is lechem. But since people are not kaveya sud on this type of a lechem, you don't have to make a moitzi. All you have to make is just a birmni mezoinis and alamichi at the end, like we had before. Because it's not a derech to be kaveya sud on this fine cake. Mashenkin lu yitzu, you sit down, teed up 13 cakes, and you mamish fill yourself up. That's called you walk kaveya sudah. Then you have to metchila make a moitzi on it, because really it's bread, and you have to bench afterwards. Now the shi of what's called the kaveya sudah, it's a machlekes nachroinim. Some learn a kaviyah sudr is four beitzim. If you eat four, the size of four beitzim of cake, which is not that much, if you're hungry, only take a lunch, you take a few danishes. Well, 10 danishes you can take. So the churi zikha have a four beitzim there. So really, mikra dinish, like some sheet, you have to wash and make a moitzim, make a burning bench. But the grind, the other sheet is not like that. They all have to be a kaviyah sudr, a real sudr, like a supper. Because you have to eat enough that fills you up like a supper. So if you eat mamish like here 10 cakes, or you have to eat up 2 big cakes, then according to that shita, then you would have to make a moitzi first and then make a then bench. As I feel, usually we don't have. Usually we don't eat enough cake to say that's going to be a place of a supper to fill yourself up so much. But once you eat more than 4 beitzim of cake, then it's a little bit shyly ready if you have to make a moitzi or not. Right. Elaz of Yomara, the klal is kol shachirim kaveim olav suda. Anytime somebody is kaveya sudi eating so much that people are kaveya sudi on this amount, sarach levarach, you have to make a moitzi at the beginning and you have to bench at the end. So the Gemara of Yehuda heavy asked lele break. Rav Yehuda was making a chasna marrying off his son. They Rav Yehuda b'achavivi, aitzila kamayu pasta bovikistin. In the middle of the suda, they brought cake in front of them. This pasta bovikistin. Kiyosi, when he came there, shaminu, we heard them become a varachi amoitzi. He heard them on this cake making a moitzi lechem in hearts. Amalu, so he had tainus to them. My tzitzi the koshamina. What kind of tzitzi and what kind of lashon about moitzi do we hear you saying? Dilma ha moitzi lechem in hearts kumar vachisu. Are you really making a moitzi lechem in hearts on this? Has he thought it's only pasta blah blah kissing the type of a cake? You don't have to make a moitzi. You only make a burning mezoinus. Amri and he told him yes. In you take and make a moitzi. The Tanya Rabbi Moina Omar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Pasa bovikisnin mevorchen oleo amoitzi, you make amoitzi. His shita is not even if you eat a big amount to be kaveya sudah. On any piece of cake, he holds the mitzias cake is flour and water, that is lechem, so you have to make amoitzi in all cake, even though you have other ingredients inside it, he holds you have to make amoitzi. So the Mar B'yoma Shmuel, and Shmuel says also, not a krabi muna. Shmuel also passed like that, in all cake, all pasta bovikisnin, you have to make amoitzi. So the Gemara of Amaluhu name ain halacha k'Rabbi Muna itma. We learned the halacha is not like Rabbi Hamnuna. Like we say, stam on cake and make a burning mezonis. Only if you kaveya sudi eat so much that's a derech to fill yourself up like a supper, then do you have to make a moitzi and a benching.
What if you take is the ikar part of your sudi? You have other things which would equal the amount of kadeh.
Yeah, that's also enough. If you would have the mashal eating supper instead, it was talk about soon. If you're eating supper and the same amount of bread that you usually eat for the middle of your meal, now instead of bread you would take cake, that's also called the kaviyah sudah. That's why a lot of times they give on the airplanes the mezonos rolls. It's a big shaila about them, because since now you're being kaviyah sudah on this mezonos roll, so you should have to make a moitzi. Befrat, if it's a snack, you won't have this. Just a snack, it's not filling yourself up. But you have a supper, so the chur, you're filling yourself up with a gzunta meal, and this roll, one or two rolls that you could lay a sudra on it now, that should be this halacha, possible kiss that you could lay a sudra, maybe you have to wash on it. In halacha kerev yamnun, itma. Amri lo, I bomar hu diyama mishmedi shmuel, you go for set of name of shmuel, lachmonius. That's this type of pasta bobekisnin, ma'arvin behen, you allowed him to use it for an Erev, or mevorchen aleim ha-moitzi. You gufa said, you also make a moitzi on this lachmonius, which is also a type of cakes. So you see, pasta bobekisnin, you make a moitzi. Now, the Gemara, shani hosem, the kaveya sudasayu alayu. That's only in the case where you're being kaveya suda on the cake. If you're using the cake, either to fill yourself up for the whole suda, or else you're using this cake now, the mocking bread, and you're eating a suda that normally you filled up from the suda, then you have to wash, make a moitzi, and bench. Trashi lachmonius obliyus palas, type of pancakes. So the more abel hecha de loy kova to the sayu layu, but any time you eat cake where you're not kadei a suda, you just take one or two or three pieces of it, loy, then we hold you don't make a moitzi, you just make a barmini mezoinis. Even though really it has a din lechem to it, it's called pas. But since it's not a derev to be kaveya suda, you don't sit down to eat your meal with cake, that's not the yikah bread, you don't make a moitzi. Only when you eat enough to be kaveya suda. Right. Rav Papa ikloi levei Rav Huna. Pray the Rav Nosen. Vosa de goma sudasayim. After they got finished eating the meal, yeah, they washed, they made a moitzi, they had a suda. When they got finished eating, aisele kamayim midi lamechum. Now they first brought them like a dessert, and to eat, they brought him something to eat. The shoker rapopra took the kochel and he ate from it. Even though they already they already finished eating. So chur, when you finish eating, it's a little bit like you misiach dash, you're not going to eat anymore. So the chur is a sad now. If you eat more, you have to make a new bracha now. But he held not like that, and he still ate. He took from it now and he ate from it. Shoker rapopra the kochel. Amri lei deyestim leisava lomar. Don't you hold, gomar? Once you finish eating your meal, it's like you mesiach dash and not eat anymore. It's luchur osim alecho. It's also to eat anything new now. Prefer if you don't make a bracha rishayna. You made a moitzi. You made a moitzi. It's all part of everything you eat you during the meal. But now that you're ready, finish eating, you mesiach dash from eating anymore. If you eat now, you have to make a new bracha. So Rashi osel milecho ad sheyavarach birchas hamazon. As Rashi is learning Yeshita that you can't even eat now with making a bracha rishena, though you have to bench first right away. Then the yachta b'yivarech ala bolafonav. Then you're allowed to take this teres, whatever it is, and make a bracha rishena. Why is it Rashi? The chiv on the gomar, since you finished, you made up your mind, you finished eating your meal, is asech daite mi bracha rishena misadosoi. You are mesiach das ready from the first hamoitzi you made and from the suda, and the zohar didn't take it. That as soon as you get finished eating, you're supposed to make a bracha achreino. You're supposed to bench. So therefore, it's not even enough to make a bracha rishena now when this pair is. No. Metzchila, you have to first bench, finish with the first suda, and now you want to eat something new. Gesundheit, make a new bracha on something new. That's Rashi Shita. That's what he asked him. Don't you hold if you gomar, it's also to eat? Omaluhu, no. Silak itmar. I learned this only if you take away the table, that's called your mesiach das from eating. But close them on the tables in front of me. Even though I finished the whole plate, there's no more food on the table, I'm not mesiach das. So Rashi silik itnam im silik halechem v'chol oichom al ha'shulchan v'yadayin loy borchu then osalechem. Only if they cleared off the table agamri, there's no more food left on the table, then is there svara you mesiach das, you can't eat anything new, you have to make a new bracha or bench first. But close them on, there's some food on the table, even though I thought I'm finished eating. That's the derech of a person. First he feels he finished eating, then he sees more food there, he goes to eat it more. So it's not called Yemesir Das. So the more itna. Rav of Rab Zeru, Ikloy Leve Resh Kalusa. They both went to visit the Resh Kalusa. He was like the Rav, the Ab Bezdin, the Rav Vashem, the head Rav in Bavel. Is Lavosa the Saliko Taka Mikamayo, after they took away the table from them, they cleared off the table. Shadrulu Ristina, Midei Resh Galusa. Then they first sent him in a plate of fruits in front of them. Here the case was, their mamash cleared off the table of Gamri. There's no more food left from the first meal. And now they brought in a plate full of fruits. Is Rav Achil, Rava went to continue eating the fruits without making a bracha rishayna, without benching. He continued eating. Reb Zera liyachal, Reb Zera didn't eat like we had before. Here at Siluk, since you took away, you cleared off the table, and you have to, you must see a das from the first meal, you can't eat now. For the Gemara, so yes, they asked Rava, Omalei, lo sovel omar Siluk osa melechal, don't you hold in the case where you take away, clear off the table? So Luchuri, you're not allowed to eat now without making a new bracha rishayna or benching first. Since you cleared off the table, your Messiah das, you gave up from eating, so the first bracha is like nigmar. You have to make a new bracha now. On Malay, Rabbi answered back, that's in the normal case. He was like a guest by Resh Galusa. He wasn't by his own table. So when you're a guest by somebody else, you always tell him that's balabayas. Even though the balabas cleared off the table, you're never Messiah das. Because you don't know what it's going to do. Maybe it's time to bring a dessert now. So, cause the man you're eating by somebody else, there's never called the Gemira's Daf by taking off the table, because you always say, maybe it'll be new food brought on. Shrashi attacked the Resh Galusa Samchinon, V'yens Lukasenu Silik, Shedatenu, Im Yisum Asois, M'yes Ponev, Aleinu Necho. We have Daf that even though we're cleared off the table, Luyitsu, you'll send us a present, or send us some food, we're going to go and eat it. So, Melo, it's not called the Hesachadas. So the vaya we're having so far, the svar is silik. That normal person, balabalabos, when they clear off the table, that's called the hetzach adash, you can't eat. We'll soon see how we pass it. So the Gemara, Amara, Barogu b'shemen, shemen makfai. Used to be a minig, even after you cleared off the table, before you benched, you used to wash your hands with shemen. Rub yourself down with oil. So that's called the Gemara Suga. So calls the man you didn't rub yourself down with the oil, you're still allowed to eat. You finished eating and cleaned off the table, but you didn't rub your hands yet with the oil, is a dying suda kayem. It's still called the sudas here, but it's not called you finished eating yet, you weren't mesiach das, you can still eat without making a bracha. Omer Rav Ashi, ki yavin en beirav kanu, omer lon, kegoin anan, dirigililon, bimishcho. We're rubbing our hands in oil. There's mishcha makfa lun. It's like we had before. The oil is makif. Kozman, we didn't rub our hands with oil. We can still eat without making the bracha. So the Gemara Rabba, what's the maskono? V'let hilchusot tochol hanishmaitato. We don't pass like all these learnings. Ella, what's the maskono? Ki hod the omer rebichia barashi. Omer Rav. Sholosh tkifas tein. There are three things that take it. That if you do one, right away you have to do the second thing. The three inyanim of skifis. What is that? Take up l'smicha shchita. By a korban, right after the baile made smicha, put his hands on top of the rosh of the behemoth, right away there's a mitzvah to make shchita. You shouldn't be mafsig, wait in between. Take up l'gula tfila. As soon as it's said by, right before Shemon Esrei, Gal Yisrael, right away you're supposed to say tfila davin Shemon Esrei, and not be mafsig in between. And take of the retilas, you're dying bracha. As soon as you get finished washing mayim achreinim, that's called the silik. Then you have to bench right away. There's a mitzvah from taking. So mashma calls the man, you don't wash your hands, you don't wash mayim achreinim, it's not called your mesir das meeting. Even though you finished eating and clean off the table, calls the man, you didn't wash mayim achreinim, you can still eat. But once you wash mayim achreinim, now the door didn't take it. That means right afterwards you're supposed to bench. So from here is halacha that after you wash my machreinim matila, you're not supposed to talk, but you're supposed to go to bench right away. And even if you have now a food in front of you that you would like to eat, you're not supposed to eat it now, even with the bracha. But matila that didn't take care right after my machreinim, you're supposed to bench. Rashi, v'lasir chusok achol hani shmaitato, ein siyim suda tolui loy bigmar. What's called the end of a meal? Not when you finish eating. V'loy v'silik, not when you cleared off the table. V'loy v'shemen, it's not totally in shemen. Elo b'mayim, it's only totally in mayim achreinim. Miz kol zeman shle noto mayim achreinim kol zeman. You didn't wash your hands with mayim achreinim. Hu muta lecho. Ave mishenotal osa lecho. But once you wash your hand, it's osa teeth. Even with the bracha. Because the dog didn't take it. Right after mayim achreinim, you're supposed to bench. Omer Abaye is at the Baye Afanan Af Onu Nemar. We also hold Af Onu Nemar is another taker. Take of a Talmudic Chachamim Brocha. As soon as you Mahaner a Talmud Chachamim, right away you'll get a Brocha back. Rashi, take of a Talmud Chachamim Hamakrivoy Elo Umaarcha Beveisoy. You let a Talmud Chachamim live in your house. You make a Chos Orchem with him. His Brocha is Rashi Beveisoy. Right away you'll get a Brocha back in your house. Shenema, Vayivorcheinu Hashem, Diglo Lecho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha because of, Yosef. He's going on Yaakov, Bechol Yaakov. His love and got a bracha because of Yaakov. The boy is saying, Vayivorcha Shenema, Vayivorcha Hashem is based on Mitzri, Vigral Yosef. That by Yosef, the Mitzri got a bracha because of his marach, he let Yosef live by him. That's another didn't take it. So Pasha the Maskana Sagamur is what's called a tiluk, washing your hands. Now Tosfos says, take it, it's no Tosfos, take it, Dilish Zayim Brocha, Dilich Akiva Shinoto Yoda Bachroin Liachasuda, also Lecho Lachivorach. So Tosfos, for who Adin, Imamar Havlon and the Vorach, Afilu Blain the Tiluk. If somebody says, let's go bench now, you say such a lesson like that, Havlon and the Vorach, let's go bench, that's also called the Siluk Suda, that you're not allowed to eat afterwards. And Lalocha, it's a shala how we paskin. But a lot of Rishayin and paskin like Tosfos also. That not only Mayim Achroinim, but who then if you say, let's go bench. By saying that, that's a claw ending the meal, and you shouldn't eat afterwards. So Metchila, if you did say, let's go bench also, you should not continue eating anymore, but Metchila you're supposed to bench, and if you want to eat, after bench you make a new bracha. But it's a lot of Rishayin hold like Tosfos. What?
No,
you know,
but that's not.
That's
after you finish eating, doing something else, and coming back to bed.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Kozman, you didn't say havlon nevorach. You didn't wash mamachreinim. You know, you could go do whatever you want and continue eating. No, she must know. She must know. You have to say only wash and havlon nevorach. If you say let's go bench, that's also called the gemur's das. No, not das. After Shema, also Molly still got the Mayim Achroinim. We can still take another drink, another sip, something. It's not Mamish Havlon Nevorach. Right. So the Mishnah. Beirach al Hayayin Shlefnei Hamozim. If you drink wine before the Suda, is before you start eating, Amol, you take order, you take a Yayin. Is Alocha Potter as a Yayin Shlyachar Hamozim. Used to be a Shtega that used to drink wine before they started to eat. Then they made a moitzi and had the whole suda, and after they had the suda, before they benched, they used to have again at the end after eating to drink good yayin. So you made a bar paragraph at the beginning before you washed. That part is the yayin you need later. Drashi beriches al hayayin. Noigin hoyelov v'koydem achilo kois yayin lishtois. Before they used to start eating, they used to drink wine. Ketanya, come on, take the seder haseder. What's the seder of haseder? Or Mavian Lifnayim Papreras Leham Sheikh Achila. They also had odorbs then. Kagurim Rashi says, Pagios the Dogim. They used to serve good chicken and type of fish. The Yachakach Mavian al Shulchan. Then first they brought the Shulchan with the bread that they washed made of Maitzi. Now, Uliyachach Gmasud, after they finished eating, before they benched, Vait the Yoshvim Beshoysim used to sit down again and drink more. The Yoichlin and eat special things then also. Omahin oichlin, what did at the end? Paparois. Then they used to eat the good stuff. Kagoin tisni, like cake. The manu liba is good for the heart. Palachmonius and cake. Vuhu yain of paparois lachramozin. This after the meal, they used to drink wine again and good stuff. Oshneim koivim brichasamozin. Both of these eatings before brichasamozin. Therefore, the same was, they used to take wine first. Schmack a drink, get yourself ready to eat. Then they went down to make a moitzi and had the suda, and then after they got finished eating, before they benched, they drank wine again. So we had before, even though you drink wine in the middle of a meal, you have to make a baruch piagofen. But here that you made a baruch piagofen before you started to eat, and you had that now, this is right before you're starting, so you know this drinking is like a preparation to sit down to eat. So it's still a continuation of one long achila. So the baruch piagofen you made at the beginning, part is the yayin, you drink it at the end of the meal. Because it's like one continuation of eating and drinking. You made a bracha on the papyrus before hamozin. Even the Rashi said here, it means pargoyus v'dogim, which the chur is chicken and fish. That means like, yichur is only a shako, but Tosfos klua papyrus here has to mean a berum niyamizaynus. It has to mean the cake. And even the Rashi, some Achronim want to say, it just means they started to eat the fish, and because of that, they brought the cake. Because, but Akoponim here is talking about the bracha was a burning mizrach. I go to say, Derech ala paperis. You made a bracha of paperis lefnei hamozin before you washed is poteres of paperis leacher hamozin. that bracha pat is the cake you eat later. Because Rashi says, Kula, after the meal, they used to eat lachmonius, they used to eat type of cake. So it says here, if you made a bracha on the papyrus before you start the sudah, that pat is what you eat later. So in Rashi, Chorot the Kasha, as Rashi said, before the meal, it was chicken and fish. The Chorot is only a shakel. So how could a bracha of a shakel pat the later of Vermin Mavinus? So Tais says, Kula, they used to eat cake before also. And even a Rashi, you have to say, it was just starting you off, but if either you ate cake before, so you made a Borah Minyan Mezainis before you washed, so that Borah Minyan Mezainis pot is the cake you can have later for dessert. Berech ala papyrus shalafnei amozen, and this papyrus right there was like starting the meal. It was like opening up your brain, your stomach, to be able to eat a good sudah, so it has shaykhus to the sudah, therefore it's potter as a papyrus leachre amozen. Vashenkein berech ala pas, and you make a bracha on pas, on bread, potter as a papyrus. That pot is the papyrus. The pot is the cake you have in the middle of the sudah. The chorek was this papyrus here was boyin toicha sudah as it was mazin. Vashenken ala papyrus, if you only make a bracha on the cake, loy potter as a pas. A borer minyan mezainis does not pot the bread. Even though you have a perish of dan, you first want to take cake and then you want to eat a bread. So you make the borer minyan mezainis, you have a perish of das on the bread, it doesn't pot them. A borer minyan mezainis, when eating cake, does not go for the bread.
From
the
state
that the race is not talking
about
where he
had
pasim in the middle.
Because it says, if you have
prepared
before the
mazon,
it'll
pass
the parents after the mazon. Obviously,
yeah.
If he had
pasim
in the middle, he wouldn't have to worry about that.
We'll see. You do have to worry. We'll soon see. Yeah. Beishama yermin, afloi maisik deri. Beishama says, doesn't even pass through maisik deri. Rashi maisik deri means, that means like cereal, chopped up wheats, chopped up the two, three, or fours. So Beishami said, you make a bracha on the papyrus, it doesn't even pater a maisa kadeira. What you're asking about the cake, we'll see the maisa, we'll talk about cake. At the end of a meal, this was cake that wasn't boiled with soy and hasudah. So you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, if you made a bracha at the beginning, before you started the meal, it paters the cake at the end. Without making a bracha on cake, we'll talk about it soon. We'll see what we do with maisa. But this papyrus here was an hors d'oeuvres you started the meal with. And it was something geshmak at the end, sound like kinuach sudah, stam to make end off with a good taste. So really, you would have to make a bracha on it. But since you made a burning mezainis before the sudah, it's considered like one long achila. It passes the cake for later. Right? Hayu yoshvin kol echad nevorach liyatzmei. The case where they're sitting down, they have a yeshiva. It's called baseba. Then the locher is one to make the bracha for everybody. No, okay. Hayu yoshvin. They're just sitting down. Everybody has to make their own bracha hamotzi. Rashi kol echad lechem v'roch le'atzmai tiyen kvas sudah v'loy haseiva. In Gemara's times, they used to eat lying down. So kol zman you're not lying down, leaning down, it's not called haseiva. One can't part of the other. Vashenken haseiva. If they start to lean down, then echad v'roch le'kulam. One can make the bracha hamotzi and part of everybody. Vo lehem yayin b'teich hamozin. If in the middle of the meal they brought wine in the middle of the meal, it's called echad v'yechad mevorach liyatzmai. The meal is sudah, everybody has to make their own bracha, and you only can't have one be made to the other one. And then we'll see in the Gemara the time why, because in the middle of the meal you can't all stop eating because you start choking yourself if you have to listen to somebody. So in the middle of the meal where you're eating already, when you drink your wine, you have to make your own bracha. Everybody has to make their own bracha pure like we have before. Even in the middle of a meal you have to make a bracha on yayin. Mashenkein, Acher Hamozen, if they didn't have wine either before the meal, now they're only having wine at the end of the meal, well you have to make a bracha now, is Alacha Echad Mevorach L'Kulam. Here at the end of the meal, they're not eating, we're not afraid they'll choke in the middle, so one makes the bracha for everybody. Ru Oimer Ala Mugmur, the same person that made the Bar Priya Gopin, to be Moitzi everybody, he also makes the Bar Minna Besomim, what they used to do after they benched, they used to bring Besomim to smell, and one made the bracha of everybody. So since he started off to make the bracha Baruch Pia Gofus everybody, we let him continue make the bracha ala mugmur. The apple pea shame of being as a mugmur el yachra suda. Even though they first bring the mugmur, this summon at the end of the benching, so chura, when the person that made the Baruch Pia Gofus was before benching, has nothing to do with the next bracha, still we say, since he started to be made to everybody, we let him continue. Tadrashi, bo lehem yayim atei chamosin. The Gemara first time up. Vu aimer ala mugmer. Oy soy she berach ala yayin. Hu mevorach ala mugmer. He also makes ala b'sonim. Shoyu regilim lohavi lefneim acher achila avkas reichel. Used to bring spices. Ala eish and put it on the fire. B'machtois. L'reichtoif. To make nice, some nice smell. V'orchen ola buri atse b'som. He was the burning wood. Was atse b'som. So that's the bracha used to make. Is the same one that made the bracha on the yayin, the pot everybody makes the bracha on the b'som. The yachas, so this Rashi, the yachas brichas amozin. She'ena mitzorch, that's the chiddush. Even though she'ena mitzorch yisuda is not part of the suda, hafilu hochi. Mi she'berech al hayayin she'ischo bibrochas achroinois goyim.
The one that started, he's the one that finishes off the bracha. All right, turn now, continue one on the other side.